June 19th, 2015, and welcome to today's Photo by Greg Photo Daily. Now, in yesterday's episode, I was talking about being prepared to actually take photos or record media using your tablet or smartphone. Not just being physically prepared by making sure that the device is charged and you have enough room on the SD card or the internal memory, but also being mentally prepared. I spoke about this idea of what I call content goggles. And this is something that I talk about in my workshops when I do kind of the live workshops that I get invited to do about video and photography and social media. Is that I have this kind of mental thought that I take on these content goggles. And that allows me to kind of assess whatever it is that I'm doing at that particular time to figure out whether or not there's anything in that situation that I can turn and record and turn into content. So jump onto yesterday's episode if you want to, and you can hear more about that, of course. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about one of the things that the mobile phone and tablet manufacturers don't really tell you about, or they don't really talk about much when it comes to recording media on your phone or your tablet or your multimedia device. And that is that although they really sell these devices on having really high resolution screens quite often, they really sell them on being able to record high definition video, even 1080 or 720p. What they don't tell you normally is that the microphone on these devices is actually really terrible. So although they can record high definition video, the sound that goes along that if you're using the internal microphone on the device itself is normally actually really bad. And there's a few different reasons for that. One is that, of course, it needs to be a very tiny microphone. If they're going to kind of cram that microphone into a mobile phone or smartphone, or they want to cram it in even to a larger, a medium-sized tablet, the microphone needs to be really, really tiny. So, of course, there's a limit in the quality that they can build into that. And particularly if you're using a smartphone, it tends to be that the microphone that you use for making your telephone calls on the smartphone is often the same microphone that it uses to actually record the sound for the videos that you shoot as well. And the way those kind of microphones are actually physically designed, they're designed to actually kind of suck in as much sound as possible. So, for example, if you're wanting to do a short Vox Pop style interview with someone in a reasonably noisy environment, in a crowded environment, you've been in a situation yourself where you've actually tried to make phone calls in a noisy and crowded environment. One, you really can't hear what the other person's saying at the other end, but of course they're quite often always saying, well, I really can't hear you. So if you're using the microphone on the device to shoot video, then you really need to be aware of its limitations. They really aren't good for shooting video in crowded places or in noisy environments. So how do we get around that? How do we get around those limitations of the microphone on the device? Well, there are a couple of ways around it. One is to actually kind of shoot the media that you want to shoot, knowing the capabilities of the microphone and adjusting for that, and that's what I'll talk about first. But the second way around it is actually maybe to invest in a couple of extra bits of kit. Nothing that's crazy expensive, but some things that might actually just help you improve the sound quite a lot, actually, a great deal. And I'll talk about those as well. But let's talk about how you can kind of improve the sound without buying anything extra, how you can actually try and just use the microphone on the device to get the best results possible. Well, as I just spoke about, those microphones aren't really designed to cope with noisy environments very well. So if you're wanting to film or record some kind of interview with someone, then the thing to do, and I do this at events all the time anyway, even though I'm often using other types of microphones, I never use the microphone on the device. But if you are having to do that, go somewhere quiet. So if you are in a crowded environment, you are in a noisy environment, if you're at a conference or something like that, and there's somebody there that you want to interview, then take them somewhere quiet. Find a quiet corner, find a little corridor, find a little room somewhere where you can actually ask them to come with you for a few minutes and do your interview there. So find somewhere quiet. Now, you might be tempted to think, well, I'll go outside. It's quite quiet outside. And you can do that. If it's sheltered in some way, you can do that. But you've probably all been in a situation where you've just been filming some stuff with your tablet or your mobile phone on a windy beach, for example, or just out and about in the park with your family. Quite often, the one thing you hear when you play back the sound is the wind rattling through the microphone, right? You hear that kind of sound. And that's the wind hitting the microphone, because and even during telephone conversations, if it's a very windy day, that's also another contributing factor to not being able to hear what the person's saying at the other end of the phone, or them not being able to hear you. So those microphones aren't really designed to cope with sound, to cope with wind. So if you do decide to go outside, it needs to be a very calm day, and you need to find somewhere that's very sheltered and out of the wind. Even if it's a slightly moderately windy day, or there are a few gusts of breeze and one of those hits the microphone, then it's game over. You really are going to hear that kind of just go straight through the microphone, and you really won't be able to hear what the person's saying. So going outside is probably your last option, I would imagine, if you really can't find a quiet environment inside. And if you do go outside, then make sure you find somewhere that's really out of the wind, a nice quiet corner where it's not windy at all, because the microphone on the device, they really cannot cope with wind. Another way around it is quite often your smartphone devices, they come with a set of headphones when you buy them, or you can buy a set of headphones that have a small microphone in them. So you can do hands-free telephone calls. You can actually use those microphones when you're shooting video as well, if you want to. I know you can do that on the iPhone. I'm pretty sure you can do that on Android devices as well. And there's a whole range of different headphones and microphones that you can get that do that. But quite often, the devices come with a set. So one option is actually to use that. I've actually seen people using that technique where they'll give the headphones to the person that they want to interview. And they'll hang one of the earpieces in their ear and just have the microphone hanging down. And they'll conduct the interview that way. So that way, the microphone is almost like a clip microphone, I guess, just hanging down from the person's ear. So you really stand a great chance of actually getting some decent sound. And what I mean by decent sound, of course, is that there's a long way between that and actually some of the really professional equipment that sound guys use. So when I'm talking about decent sound in this context, what I'm talking about is actually being able to hear what the person is saying. When you're shooting stuff with your mobile phone or your tablet device, you need to think content first, okay? Guys like me, photographers and professional sound guys, they're always thinking about the real technical aspects of what it is that they're doing. And they combine that with creating great content as well. But if you're not a professional in that capacity and you're actually just wanting to go out and shoot stuff with your device and you don't really have that degree of technical knowledge, then for you it's content first. And it's doing the simple things that you can do to actually make sure that you can just hear what the person's saying. So using the headphones that come with the device in that way is a really straightforward and simple way to actually do that. It looks a little bit awkward, of course, and the length of the wire that you have from your device to the person wearing those is very short. So it is a little awkward, but it is something that you can actually do. Another way that you can do it is actually invest in some extra equipment. And I have a couple of pieces of equipment that I use when I shoot with my phone or my tablet. And it's actually from a company called IK Multimedia. If you go to ikmultimedia.com, you'll actually see that they have a whole range of devices for musicians and sound people and stuff. But they actually have a range of devices called iRig devices, which are actually specifically designed to fit with iPhones and Android phones. And they have a whole series of microphones that you can actually plug into these devices that will immediately improve the quality of the sound that you're recording with those devices. So it will no longer use the microphone that's built into the device. It will actually use this little plug-in microphone that you get from iRig. And it will actually immediately improve the sound that you record with the device. Now, there's two of these iRig devices that I have experience with. And one is called the iRig MicCast. Now, I've actually got one right in front of me here. And I'll post a link to the iRig website, or these, actually specifically these two devices, along with this recording. But the iRig MicCast, as it's called, is very, very tiny. It's about the size of... it's about the size of an SD card, actually. Not the micro one, but the larger one. It's a little bit thicker, and it's got kind of a little headphone-style jack on the side. And what it does is it actually just plugs into the headphone jack of your device. And then it immediately becomes an external microphone for your device. And on the microphone itself, it actually has a little switch on it that says low and high. And what you can actually do is you can change the sensitivity of the microphone. So if you know you're going to be recording, for example, in a crowded environment, you can actually set the settings on it so that it's actually going to be less sensitive. So it can actually cope with the noise from the crowded environment a lot better. You can also set it into the high mode, I believe, if you know the person that you're recording is going to be a little bit of a distance away from the device when you're recording. So then it will kind of boost the level so you can actually pick them up. So that's one. It's called the iRig MicCast. And it costs about €40 on the site. That's the price on the site. But I'm sure if you hunt around online, you could probably find a good deal with them. But they're around about €40. So that's the iRig MicCast. Now, the other one that I use, and it's actually what I'm using right now to record this podcast, is called the iRig Mic. And that costs around €60. And that's a handheld microphone. So it plugs into the side of your phone or your tablet, into the headphone jack. And it has a cable on it that's, I think, about 2 meters long. And then it's a handheld mic. So you actually can just hand it to the person that you're wanting to do the interview with. And they could just hold it like a handheld mic and actually just speak into it how they normally would. So this has a couple of advantages over the iRig MicCast that I just mentioned. And one of the big ones is, of course, that when you plug in the iRig MicCast, it actually sits on the device. So if you're needing to stand a little bit further away from the person that you're wanting to interview or you're wanting to film, then the microphone is actually going to be closer to you than it is to them. So you will need to kind of experiment with how far away that you can actually stand before the sound that you record with the iRig MicCast is actually any good. The great thing about the iRig mic, the handheld mic, is that you can just hand it to the person. So then you can actually step away as far as the lead on it will allow you or the cable on it will allow you. And that person then can just hold the microphone and talk straight into the microphone. So you really stand a good chance of getting some great sound using that particular microphone. And I've actually used that microphone in quite crowded environments. There are some settings on it where you can actually adjust the sensitivity. So if you know you're going to be in a very crowded environment, you can actually switch the sensitivity down to the lowest setting. And then if the person talks very directly into the microphone, the noise in the background is heavily reduced and the voice of the person is actually really, really audible. So I think the iRig mic is actually a really, really great device if you know you're going to be in a lot of crowded environments when you do this, or you know you're going to be in a lot of noisy environments when you do this. It's really, really good to cope with that. Now, the big differences between the two, of course, like I said, the iRig MicCast, the smaller one that plugs into the side and sits on the device, that sits with the device. The advantage of that is it's very small. Like I said, it's about the size of an SD card. So it fits in your pocket. You could easily put it in your bag. It's very easy to carry around because it is so small. Whereas the iRig mic, the handheld mic, it is big. It's the size of a handheld mic with a cable off it. It does come with a little kind of carry case that you can put it in. And it slips very, very easily into your bag. But it is larger and does weigh a little bit more than the other version, that smaller version that sits on the side of the device. So if that's a consideration for you, actually having to lug this thing around all the time, then that's definitely one thing that you should consider. That the iRig mic, the handheld version, is something that's a little bit bigger and you will be aware that you're carrying it around with you. The other one, you could easily slip it into the side pocket of your bag or even in your pocket, and you won't even know it's there, and you can get it out and plug it in as soon as you need it. With the handheld mic, it comes with a little carry case. You've got the cable and everything, so you will be aware that you are carrying that around. But personally, I really think that's worth the effort. I've used the smaller microphone, the iRig Mic Cast, on a few occasions, and I'm just not super happy with the sound quality that comes out of it. But that's me looking at it from being a professional point of view. You might be perfectly happy with it, and that is fine. I've been way more happier with the results that I've got from the handheld version, the iRig mic, which, like I say, costs around 60 euros. So that's two options there where you can actually immediately get around the limitations of the microphone that's built in into your device by actually going to ikmultimedia.com. I will post a link to these products there. And there is actually a whole list of different devices that they have on their site that you can plug into your tablet or your mobile phone. If you want to get really nerdy about sound with your smartphone or your tablet, then it's a really good place to go because they have a lot of different devices. But if you're wanting to do kind of simple recording, scooping up interviews and things like that, then the iRig Mic Cast is one option, which is the one that plugs into the side. And the iRig Mic, which is a handheld mic, which plugs into the side, but someone can hold, or even you can hold and move back and forward between you and your interview subject. That's also an option as well. Okay, that's it for today's Photo by Greg Photo Daily. On the next edition, which will actually be on Monday, we're going to start getting into the nuts and bolts and the nitty-gritty of photography and video. Now, what I found when I do my workshops is being able to teach people some really basic knowledge about video and photography can really up the level and the quality of the photos and videos that they can produce with their device. So none of what I'm going to talk about when I talk about the nuts and bolts of video photography is rocket science. None of it is really, really complicated. I like to talk about it in kind of very human terms, so to speak. But by having some basic skills, some basic knowledge with video and photography, you can immediately improve how you can scoop up good quality media using your tablet or your smartphone. And of course, if you're wanting to use that to represent your business online, then of course you want to invest a little bit of time in actually upping your skills in that respect. But like I say, what I'm actually going to be talking about, none of it is rocket science, none of it is difficult. Once you have the knowledge, it's there in your back pocket, so to speak, and it will immediately help you think a little bit more about the situations you're in, think a little bit more how to compose things, think a little bit more about lighting and things like that, so you can actually just generally improve the quality of the media that you record with your smartphone or your tablet device. All right. Thanks for listening, and I will speak to you on Monday.